you bow your heads, please. Father, without you, we're certainly going to have a real challenge. With you, we can do all things. So I ask that you would release grace, Lord, so that this word would come alive and be releasing the grace that you need to the hearts of your people. Because you're the one that's in the control room. I trust you, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to give you one verse that I believe will spell out what he wants you and I to really focus on. Gail, you talked about the Mountain of Beatitudes. And this word is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Confirming your word, that this is the season to see God. If you see Jesus, you see God, because the fullness of God is in Christ. When you see Christ working in a body of people without a second agenda, you're going to see the anointing that breaks the yoke. A word was given in January 22nd, 2012. And the word was, I am alive in you, love is alive in you, my grace is sufficient for you. A lot of people try to manifest God, but they're doing it out of the control room rather than out of the place of rest. So I confirm that sometimes we want to help the Lord. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And the more you try to help, I got news for you. You usually end up hindering him. So I want to take you to a few scriptures that talk about what happens and why. You see, our Lord was really trying to awaken a people that were blind. Spiritually blind, not always physically blind, but spiritually blind. 2 Corinthians 4:4. It says very clearly who did the blinding. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel and of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Again, 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this age. Who is the God of this age? Who's the God of this age? Well, I've got news for you. It's not always the enemy. Sometimes it's self. We're so focused on me, myself, and I, and we worship me, myself, and I, and we think we can do, and we think we can accomplish, and we think we can actually manifest the Lord. And we become very religious. And when we become very religious, not too many people can handle us. You heard the testimony of your sister. When she's full of joy, the religious folks say, get out of here. You're not normal. Okay? But in reality, their minds are dull. 2 Corinthians 3:14. But their minds were made dull. For to this day, the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed because only in Christ is it taken away. So meaning, some people who have the law and they use the law as their guidepost to live their lives under a religious system, their minds have been blinded. And the only one that can take it away is Christ himself. So you need his manifestation. You need him to come alive through a people. And in a personal way, sometimes he'll come to you in a dream, in a vision. Whatever he chooses, he'll do whatever he needs to do for you. And that's his prerogative. In case you forgot, he is Lord. He may not be your Lord yet, because you might still be doing your own thing, but his purpose and his whole plan of action is to become your Lord. Not to do whatever you want whenever you want to. Not to act whenever you act on your own. And I'm guilty. I still find myself in the woods. I'm not out of the woods yet. But I will go there. I will come out of the woods. Because God is not finished with me yet. Amen?
Amen.
So, how long am I supposed to stay in the woods? I have no idea. But I am crying out to the one who has the ability. His name is Christ Jesus himself. And where is he? He's alive in me. You say, well, you should have your act together. Yoo-hoo! Watch out when you throw stones. Watch out when you spit in the wind. You're going to get in trouble. Are you ready? Ephesians 4:18. Ephesians 4:18 is very important. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. When you and I harden our hearts and we say, I've got it all put together, I'm so holy, watch out, nobody will be able to stand you. Think about what I'm saying. When you harden your heart and you cannot receive someone else's opinion, what happens? You have actually set yourself up for a downfall. And you need to change it. You need to ask God for grace on a one-to-one basis. Okay? You see, when our hearts are darkened, how can any light come in? You have actually darkened yourself. And I'm not saying that you're guilty. I'm saying you might have slipped into that space. And if you did, you may need a brother or a sister to take you by the hand and pull you out. Amen?
Amen.
And if he does or she does, be grateful for the one who's been interceding for you. Okay? You say, well, how do I come out? Go to 1 John 2, verse 11. Whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded him. So if they're darkened and they've been blinded, what's your job and what's my job? To intercede and to lay down our lives for them so that they'll come back to life. How do I get this solution? Back to Matthew 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Seeing is really opening yourself up to the reality that he's not against you. He loves you. John chapter 14, verse 19. Jesus is saying, before long the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. You will see me. He's going to reveal himself to you, one to one, because he loves you. How is he going to do it? I don't know. He didn't have to give me his plan. What he has is given me his grace to get to the victory. Amen? And it's by grace you're going to get there. Now, Job 42, verse 5. Watch Job, who had to go through all kinds of testing, lost all kinds of things, got rejected, got laughed at, got accused. Job 42, 5. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Now! Now, do I have that now moment in me? I've had it Several times he's made himself so real, I couldn't deny. He made himself so real that I had an awakening in the entirety of my being. And my eyes were opened. And I saw. How much longer do you walk around in blindness, hoping to be able to see? Cry out to the one who has that ability. Confess the reality that he is more than able to open your eyes to see. Job was in a horrible situation. But he says, now I see. That's an answer to prayer, isn't it? When you, whoa, I finally get the message. You love me. Look at your neighbor. Say, get a clue. He loves you. And he loves me too. Now I'm beginning to see. His love for me and you is visible in you and in me. All right, let's go a little deeper. Hebrews 11:27. Hebrews 11:27. By faith he left Egypt. This is Abraham. Not fearing the king's anger. I'm sorry. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith he left Egypt. Not fearing the king's anger. It's not Abraham. It's Moses. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Who opened his eyes? Did he open his own eyes? Did Moses open his own eyes? Who's going to open your eyes? Yeah. Is he going to put a burning bush in front of you? He might. He has to, yeah. Whatever he needs to do. But your cry is to cry out, open my eyes, I want to see. I'm sick of being blind. Or blinded by my own earthly reality. Earthly reality. All the desires that you have out of this flesh. And that you focus on to try to make it good and make it a happy day. Yoo-hoo! You're going to fail in the end. Because while you're trying to perform to make it happen, you're going to stay blind. That's what happened to the Israelites. Huh! We ain't got any decent food. Why don't you send us back to Egypt? They wanted death so bad, they got it. He let them all die except for two. Not too swift. Try to do it on your own. Try to make yourself holy. Try to scrub yourself clean. I remember years ago I was reading a book. And this is not to accuse anybody, but I was reading a book about a person who had been abused as a child. And the only thing they did that didn't make sense was to take a literal floor brush and they would try to wash themselves clean with a floor brush. And they would come out of the shower bleeding. And the parents would cry out and say, what's wrong with this kid? And the kid was so afraid to release the truth that they said they couldn't help it. They just had to get rid of the dirt. Was the dirt on the outside or was it on the inside? Inside. Was it their fault? No. Abused children will do some of the weirdest things just to try to make themselves feel clean. They don't understand the gift of love that Jesus died on that cross to set them free. And to forgive themselves for what happened. Because if they don't, they stay in guilt and they stay blind. And while you're blind, you what? Can't see. You can't see. But the willingness of Christ to reveal himself to you and me and make himself real to us, more than able to do a job. John chapter 16. It's the last verse I'm going to give you. Well, I'm going to give you two verses, 14 and 15. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you, which is knowledge. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. That's another way of seeing. Perception. When you perceive and you know that Christ Jesus has a love for you, all the condemnation, all the fault finding begins to just fall away. And like your sister Ollie here, she's made a decision. I have a new family. They love me just the way I am. If I seem silly, it's okay. If I'm full of love and full of joy and full of giggles, it's okay. Because I know who my Lord is. I have seen Him work a work in me that nobody else could do. So could you close your eyes, please? Say, Father, I'm thanking you today. Because you're in charge. And I am being purified in my heart. And I will see God. That is God's plan. It's His word that's going to manifest and make me visibly different than I was. Able to see what Jesus is. The real healer. The real deliverer. And the recreator of who I am in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.